Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan State Spartan football team had its hands full with the University of Oregon on Saturday out in Eugene. The Ducks, of course, coming out of that with a solid 46-27 victory over MSU. WKAR's Al Martin, host of Current Sports on radio and on WKAR-TV, joins me now with one last look back. How are you doing, Al?
I'm surviving okay. After that tough weekend. How you doing, Mark?
I am well. The first half of the game and the halftime lead certainly had MSU fans pretty revved. What changed in the third quarter?
Yeah, well, talking about that specific moment, I tell you what, Michigan State really, after battling with some early adversity in that game, being down, real early in that game. I mean, there were a lot of national skeptics around everywhere. I was on Twitter, tweeting throughout the entire game. You could just see, that, okay, is MSU really ready for this challenge? Then you started to see, I thought Michigan State did a great job of marking that, and especially, like I said, in that later first half, when they gained the lead, took it into halftime, they handled adversity so well during that moment. That's something that really stood out to me. I mean, you saw Connor Cook with that early interception kind of bounce back and just kind of settle into the pocket. He looked very controlled, very poised. We saw that MSU defense come up with some great stops, really put a lot of pressure on Marcus Mariota. I mean, MSU looked great, but one thing that I really saw from that moment on, Mark, in that second half, I really felt as though Michigan State kind of got into a state of complacency. And Oregon did sort of turn up the notch a little bit. You know what I mean?
We saw what they were capable of.
Without a doubt. And you saw that speed come into play. They just looked more precise and keen after that. And, it was interesting because if you look at the halftime report, as you just alluded to, as Michigan State came out that locker room, I mean, they were sort of cheering and celebrating almost to a degree. I mean, if you look at the sideline report of that, as on the other end, Oregon came out just kind of silent. The coach, if you remember, didn't even want to talk to the sideline reporter coming out of the locker rooms.
Momentum changed so dramatically.
Definitely.
In the third quarter. Was it more a matter of MSU's defense weakening, or did Oregon's offense step up its game, or did both of those?
It was a combination
happen?
Of both.
Yeah.
I definitely think it was a combination of both. I mean, if you look at MSU's defense, I mean, how many times have we seen, this all-star safety, an all-Big Ten guy in Curtis Drummond? Kind of, if you saw a few plays there, he looked just completely confused on some of those plays. Mm-hmm. And how many times have we seen just the MSU defense kind of look like out of place and kind of confused as to where they should be and coverage options and so on and so forth? That's not the hallmark of a Pat Narduzzi type of defense. I mean, we hadn't seen that. But if on the other end, I mean, I just felt as though if you make one mistake, Mark, against the Ducks, they are going to burn you because they have so much speed, so much agility, and that talent differential on a stage like that can really prove to be can really just stand out in a game like that. And I felt as though those little mistakes that MSU made on the defensive end, Oregon took advantage of them, and you can't do that against a team like Oregon, or they're going to burn you every time.
What else did you take away from the game?
I got to say this, Mark. I feel as though the Big Ten, the message that you can take away is the Big Ten is not ready. I don't believe the Big Ten is ready right now, Mark. Looking at just the overall spectrum, this was a key weekend for the Big Ten to really put a stamp and make a huge argument for making that four-team playoff. They didn't do that this weekend.
We did not fare well.
Not at all. Not at all in the conference. I mean, looking at Ohio State, I mean, they lose a game to Virginia Tech, and
Notre Dame blowout.
Notre Dame gets blown out. Yeah, well, Notre Dame blows out Michigan. Yeah. And if you look at Michigan State, I mean, Nebraska had to, come up with some magic in the later quarters of that game to pull out a win. So for the overall perception right now of the Big Ten, I think it may be in panic mode right now, Mark, even though I know it's early in the year.
Is anybody hurt?
Well, right now, I mean, Mark D'Antonio is definitely going to address that tomorrow during his morning presser. We saw, one of the biggest injuries in that game. We don't know how serious it is yet. If you remember, Shalique Calhoun injured his left wrist and had to come out early in that game. So, if anything, as far as injuries are concerned, I mean, Shalique Calhoun, a guy who was on many Heisman watch lists, that's the injury that everybody is talking about right now. A few others, I mean, Tony Lippett went out with cramps. I mean, I just think that had to do with the hot weather and not being hydrated enough. But Mark D'Antonio will address those. I don't think anything too serious, though, Mark.
Does MSU need to run the table now? Win all the rest of their games? How big a setback would another loss be? Because so many people are setting up MSU as this is their only likely loss of the season.
Exactly. If they want to make a legit case for them to be amongst those four teams to compete for a national title. Yeah, Mark, you're right. They have to run the table the rest of the year. I mean, especially considering how many people perceive the Big Ten to be, you know, the least of those Power Five conferences. I mean, if you look at it, Michigan State, if they want to make a case, yeah, Mark, they can't lose from here on out.
Oregon's now number two in the AP poll. Have they earned that in your view?
Yeah, definitely. You know, right now with that win, I think everybody is kind of seriously considering Oregon now to be sort of the favorite possibly to win a national championship. I mean, they can do it in so many ways. What really just stood out to me in that game, Mark, I mean, they are so fast. Mm-hmm. They are so fast, so agile. Marcus Mariota, I mean, he reminds you of a guy like sort of like a Braxton Miller type mm-hmm. player where he can burn you with his legs and also through the air. He sees the field so well. Oregon right now, I tell you what, they're knocking on that door very early here, Mark.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and WKAR TV. Al, thanks. We'll check in again soon.
Thank you, Mark.